Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up sometime this hour, George Bush is going to make an important statement. We're going to record it live, play it here, analyze it. Greg Powell is coming up in the next segment. BBC, ABC, London Guardian, reporter, American, joining us with his great analysis. Bev Harris at 20 after will be popping in with election fraud news. Continual coverage. Montana has gone to the Democrats now. Right now have 50 seats. It's still in play in Virginia. Rumsfeld is stepping down. They're throwing you a bone to make you think you've had a revolution, to make you think you're in control. When 84% in Gallup polls and Scripps Howard News Service polls, that number came up twice in two major polls. That number's key. When something like that happens, they then try to put a salve in place. But Nancy Pelosi saying no impeachment, no investigation. They're not even telling you in the media that the Democrats can fight to not have her be the leader. Right now, let's go ahead and let Lloyd in New York finish. Quickly, Lloyd.
All right. Well, case in point, obviously I don't have time to give you a question, but what does knowing accomplish? I mean, as far as most people are concerned, this is just hearsay. So when it comes right down to it, as much as we can prove, as much as we can prove, what inevitably can be done? What can we do with this information?
Well, sir, we're fighting back and we're having a lot of victories. I appreciate your call. I mean, we have so many victories, it's ridiculous. I don't really just get the repeated statement of what can we do, what can we do. Just lie down and die, I guess. I'm not going to. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I think I know what, hello, Alex?
Yes, you're on air.
Okay. Hey, I think I know what Bush's statement's going to be. He's going to use that new word you invented as part of his strategery. I want to make a comment, Alex, that when you opened up the show, you hit it right on the head. You're still the sharpest knife in the draw, and I'm not disrespecting everybody else. They're all sharp knives for having that draw, but you hit it, buddy. The change was not because of anything Pelosi did or Democrats. Hopefully it was all due to people just telling the incumbents, go stick it, go get a real job. Let's get the new guys in, and let's keep on these new guys, making sure that the commies like Pelosi don't get them under their wings. So keep driving that issue for the next 2 years, Alex, that it's a grassroots movement attempting to have a political effect in whatever way we can.
And they're attempting to hijack a grassroots movement, so Democrats, instead of celebrating like a bunch of giddy schoolgirls, need to be angry right now.
Yes, I think, Alex, that all in all, what else could we hope for this election except to at least get most of the incumbents out? That was a breakthrough. Now, of course, we didn't have much to choose from, and these commies and the Democrats are going to try to use it to their advantage.
Now, we got a choice of the fascists or the commies.
That's right. Of course, Alex, if, God forbid, we don't get leverage over these Democrats and make them wake up and take control and get the commies out of their ranks, my God, it'll be a Clinton-Bush thing, and one consolidates, one initiates, the next one's going to consolidate the New World Agenda.
It's like they're laying pipeline or laying railways. It's the crews just move forward, laying the next step for the next group, and they double-team us with good cop, bad cop. Good to hear from you. Great points. Thank you. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, I'm going to have to let you go in just a minute.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. How you doing there, Ollie?
Fine.
Yeah, I live in Pennsylvania, but I have a friend who lives in Maryland, and he was saying, I'm going to vote for Ben Cardin. He's good. I said, he's not good because he voted for the Patriot Act. And I was trying to tell him the Patriot Act is no good. He was trying to get me to explain why it's no good. And you mentioned that Section 802.
Yes.
And it says that all crimes will be punishable, right?
It's a terrorism, yeah.
Is there any place where I can actually go to pull that down?
Or? Yes, H.R. 3162 is the USA Patriot Act.
H.R.
3162.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good to have you on board with us, Joe. All right, continual coverage, open phones, Greg Palast, Bev Harris, Aaron Russo chiming in today, 1-800-259-9231. The Democrats have taken the Senate.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, President Bush just announced that the former CIA director and the head of the CIA command base, Texas A&M, Robert Gates, will be the new Secretary of Defense. Let's go ahead and go to President Bush speaking live right now.
I have a message for those on the front lines. To our enemies, do not be joyful. Do not confuse the workings of our democracies with a lack of will. Our nation is committed to bringing you to justice. Liberty and democracy are the source of America's strength. And liberty and democracy will lift up the hopes and desires of those you are trying to destroy. To the people of Iraq, do not be fearful. As you take the difficult steps toward democracy and peace, America is going to stand with you. We know you want a better way of life, and now is the time to seize it. To our brave men and women in uniform, don't be doubtful. America will always support you. Our nation is blessed to have men and women who volunteer to serve and are willing to risk their own lives for the safety of our fellow citizens. When I first came to Washington nearly 6 years ago, I was hopeful I could help change the tone here in the Capitol. As governor of Texas, I had successfully worked with both Democrats and Republicans to find common sense solutions to the problems facing our state. While we made some progress on changing the tone, I'm disappointed we haven't made more. Confident that we can work together. I'm confident we can overcome the temptation to divide this country between red and blue. The issues before us are bigger than that, and we are bigger than that. By putting this election and partisanship behind us, we can launch a new era of cooperation and make these next 2 years productive ones for the American people. Appreciate your interest. Now I'll answer some questions. Terry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Does the departure of Don Rumsfeld signal a new direction in Iraq? A solid majority of Americans said yesterday that they wanted some American troops, if not all, withdrawn from Iraq. Did you hear that call, and will you heed it?
Terry, I'd like our troops to come home, too, but I want them to come home with victory. And that is a country that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself. And I can understand Americans saying come home. But I don't know if they said come home and leave behind an Iraq that could end up being a safe haven for al-Qaeda. I don't believe they said that. I'm committed to victory. I'm committed to helping this country so that we can come home. Now, first part about new direction. Well, there's certainly going to be new leadership at the Pentagon. And as I mentioned in my comments, that Secretary Rumsfeld and I agreed that sometimes it's necessary to have a fresh perspective. And Bob Gates will bring a fresh perspective. He'll also bring great managerial experience. And I had a good talk with him on Sunday in Crawford. It took me a while to be able to sit down and visit with him, and I did. And I found him to be of like mind. He understands we're in a global war against these terrorists. He understands that defeat is not an option in Iraq. And I believe it's important that there be a fresh perspective, and so does Secretary Rumsfeld. Steve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last week you told us that Secretary Rumsfeld will be staying on. Why is the timing right now for this, and how much does it have to do with the election results?
Right. You and Hunt and Kyle came into the Oval Office, and Hunt asked me the question 1 week before the campaign. And basically, is you're going to do something about Rumsfeld and the vice president? And my answer was, they're going to stay on. And the reason why is I didn't want to inject a major decision about this war in the final days of a campaign. And so the only way to answer that question and to get you on to another question was to give you that answer. The truth of the matter is as well, that's one reason I gave the answer. But the other reason why is I hadn't had a chance to visit with Bob Gates yet. And I hadn't had my final conversation with Don Rumsfeld yet at that point. I had been talking with Don Rumsfeld over a period of time about fresh perspective. He likes to call it fresh eyes. He himself understands that Iraq is not working well enough, fast enough. And he and I are constantly assessing. And I'm assessing.
This is quite a finessing of the truth here that the president is engaged in.
We have the right people in the right place.
He was absolutely solid in the support of Secretary Rumsfeld last week,
and that requires
saying that as long as he was president, Donald Rumsfeld would be the Secretary of Defense. So it is not exactly as he is portraying it here.
That it was appropriate that I accept his resignation. And so,
all right, we're carrying USA Radio Network, the network has during some of the news breaks on some of the shows. You can hear even the neocon network kind of admitting that Bush is lying right now. So we're carrying some of his statements, and now this press conference will tell you all about Robert Gates, former CIA director to run the Pentagon now as defense secretary. Let's go back to the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting traitor.
A few days before this election in Texas, you said that Democrats, no matter how they put it, their approach to Iraq comes down to terrorists win, America loses. What has changed today, number one? Number two, is this administration prepared to deal with the level of oversight and investigation that is possibly going to come from one chamber or two in Congress?
What's changed today is the election's over and the Democrats won. And now we're going to work together for 2 years to accomplish big objectives for the country. And secondly, the Democrats are going to have to make up their mind about how they're going to conduct their affairs. And I haven't had a chance to talk with the leadership yet about these issues. But we'll begin consultations with the Democrat leadership starting Thursday and Friday. David.
Thank you. You acknowledge that this is a message election on the war in Iraq. And so the American public today, having voted, will want to know what you mean in terms of course correction on Iraq, and particularly in light of this fact that last week the Vice President pointed out that you and he aren't running for anything anymore and that it's, quote, full speed ahead on Iraq. So which is it? Are you listening to the voters or are you listening to the Vice President, and what does that mean?
David, I believe Iraq had a lot to do with the election, but I believe there's other factors as well. People want their congressmen to be honest and ethical. So in some races, that was the primary factor. There were different factors that determined the outcome of different races, but no question, Iraq was on people's minds. And as you have just learned, I am making a change at the Secretary of Defense to bring a fresh perspective.
So notice here, folks, that they're in super overdrive with spin right now. But what we should be talking about is the gas prices. Will they now jack those back up? We know they brought them down for the election. We know they're in control of that at many levels. And will they go ahead and go into Iran now as a way to smokescreen all of this? Or what's going to happen to the economy now? What's going to happen with the overprinting of dollars and the inflation of the currency? Those are some of the questions we'll be going over when we come back in the next segment. But let's go ahead and go back to the president. Can you go back to the president?
Thanks. Perhaps I need to do a better job of explaining that we're constantly adjusting. And so this fresh perspective of what the American people hear today is we're constantly looking for a fresh perspective. But what is also important for the American people to understand is that If we were to leave before the job is done, the country becomes more at risk. The Vice President is saying, he said, complete. Al-Qaeda will have safe haven for which to launch attacks. These radicals and extremists have made it clear they want to topple moderate governments to spread their ideology. They believe that it's just a matter of time before we leave so they can implement their strategies. We're just not going to let them do that. We're going to help this government become a government that can defend, govern, and sustain itself, and an ally in the war on terror. Yes, sir.
Yes. Is that right?
We got another man with the mic. David, please.
Mr. President, thank you. Can I just start by asking you to clarify, sir, if in your meeting with Steve and Terry and Dick, did you know at that point
that
you would be making a change on Secretary Rumsfeld?
No, I did not. And the reason I didn't know is because I hadn't visited with his replacement, a potential replacement.
But you knew he would be leaving, just not who would replace
him.
No,
I didn't know that at the time.
Okay. May I ask you about Nancy Pelosi?
The other thing I did know as well is that kind of question, a wise question by a seasoned reporter, is the kind of thing that causes one to either inject major military decisions at the end of a campaign or not. And I had made the decision that I wasn't going to be talking about, hypothetical troop levels or changes in command structure coming down the stretch. And I'll tell you why I made that decision. I made that decision because I think it sends a bad signal to our troops that they think the commander-in-chief is constantly adjusting tactics and decisions based upon politics.
All right. We're recording all of it. We'll play more of it later in the next hour or two, and then, of course, tomorrow. But, I mean, I'm writing notes here with all the lies. We're going to come back and get Greg Palast's take on this. I totally forgot we had him holding while I was going to this live Bush speech, and I apologize. But we had Rumsfeld step down the last 15 minutes. We've had him announce the former CIA director who runs a giant brainwashing camp up at Texas A&M. Nothing against A&M. It's a good university, but it's been totally taken over. It's a huge spook center now of pushing for the destruction of this country and the North American Union. Bush claims that, because Saddam's gone and now the Muslim extremists want to take over, that we've got to stay. Well, it's this government that put Saddam in, this government that told him to go ahead and attack Iran, go ahead and attack Kuwait, this government that ran 15 years of genocide against the Iraqis, and now has caused the quagmire over there, and they're saying we got to stay because we caused it. It's incredible. And we keep hearing, we've all got to work together, Nancy Pelosi and Bush. And don't worry, they will, against the American people. I demand he be impeached. I demand there be hearings. We'll get Greg Powell's take on the other side, then Bev Harris as well. Stay with us.
Baby, I'm going to leave you.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've just got him for 5 minutes. We appreciate him joining us. Beth Harris coming up in the next segment, and your phone calls will track the election fraud that did take place. Also, they're saying Bush may be able to ram through his immigration open borders policy now. We'll break that down. Former CIA director to run the Pentagon. We have the NSA Air Force general in his uniform running the CIA with Hayden. This is scary, folks. But let's go to Greg Palast. Greg, thank you for joining us, BBC, ABC reporter, London Guardian writer. Thanks for coming on with us. Give us your analysis.
Whoa. So they decided to throw Rummy into the volcano.
Yes.
And they couldn't find a virgin or Lynn Cheney. You know what? Don Rumsfeld is not commander-in-chief. Don Rumsfeld did not stand up in front of the United Nations that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Mr. General Powell, you might remember that. And, you know, it wasn't, the commander in chief is the commander. And, and if there's someone to be fired over Iraq, that's the man.
Now, obviously, they're trying to throw us a bone. Oh, you've had your revolution. Go back to sleep. I mean, what does this mean, though, that he would lop off the head or make Rumsfeld fall on his sword?
Well, actually, my information, in fact, in our madhouse, my new book, I put down that Rumsfeld had already lost all his power. He was simply a figurehead and a lightning rod to absorb all the ammo of the opposition.
And now this is his final...
And, you know, he had allied... He'd allied himself against the oil company forces controlling the administration and had crossed Dick Cheney. That was my inside information, and that was a year and a half ago. I mean,
and now they're saying the Iraq Commission, quote, independent, run by Baker, who represents the oil companies, so they're back in full control.
Back complete in full control. This isn't a sop to the Democrats or to the voters. This is absolutely saying that James Baker will now have complete control of Iraq policy. And if you don't know who James Baker is, guys, he is the lawyer for ExxonMobil Corporation. He is the lawyer for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. There's another great democracy.
He's the guy that blocked the lawsuit by 9/11 victims' families against Saudi Arabia on 9/11.
You got a problem with that, Alex? What, you're now worried about widows from these attacks? Remember, Ground Zero is supposed to be a profit center, Alex, for the oil companies. It's not supposed to be, we're not supposed to be crying over widows, right? Ann Coulter already warned you about that.
I'm sorry.
Now, so here's the thing. This is just, the oil companies have now said you can't even have Rumsfeld in as a figurehead. See, now Bush's view is always, he never got rid of people so much as just took away their powers. Rumsfeld already had his cojones, put in a box.
He was gelded.
Already. Okay, so you have to know that this is just the final move. But so now they needed a sacrificial lamb. And plus, let's not forget the timing of this. We're in the middle of a very hot vote count in Virginia and in Montana in which the United States Senate, the balance, is on the line. And now the rummy sacrifice wipes out all news and all scrutiny of the games being played in Virginia. There's 1% of the vote which is uncounted and is sitting there uncounted. We have massive piles of provisional ballots in Virginia. That's these bogus baloney ballots.
Yeah, Bev Harris is coming on next. She says there's big games going on in Virginia.
You bet. And, you know, so that's off the news, and the only people and anyone that brings it up and says, well, wait a minute, let's forget the Rumsfeld sideshow here and what's happening with the election, and you'll just be seen as a conspiracy nut. Rumsfeld didn't have any power. This was a meaningless move. And besides, Rumsfeld is not the commander-in-chief. Rumsfeld did not order the troops into Iraq.
Okay, we've only got about a minute or two left, Greg, and I got to get you on later this week. I appreciate your time. But Nancy Pelosi saying she will not allow investigation, she will not allow impeachment. Democrats should be, in my opinion, hopping mad, demanding she not be the speaker then. How do we, from your study and research and experience, how do we ensure that there are real, what did the president know, when did he know it, about the WMDs, all of it?
Well, don't worry. We're going to have the James Baker Commission. So we'll get all the information.
Oh, Bush just said that, yeah.
Yes, I mean, this is, and we're supposed to be grateful. Even the Democrats are saying, well, that's good that we're having this commission. No, no, it's, you know, now we're going to have the new whitewash commission. The problem is that there's too many skeletons in the Democrats' closet. And the last thing that they want to do is start opening up investigations. I saw this when they were doing the investigations of even illegal donations to Clinton's bill.
Yeah, most
bill
of them
Clinton
voted
campaign
for the war, so it's sick.
Yeah, so it's the same. Basically, you got too many Democratic skeletons in the closet. So, you know, if you take out the president, you impeach him for lying and covering up. You're going to take out a third of the Democratic senators with him. I mean, so that's one of the problems is the lockup of the two parties in which they're grinning at each other and keeping the information closed. Go to GregPalast.com. I'll have some reports on the election that the news won't give you.
I was about
you
to say, great reports of at GregPalast.com. We're linked to them right now on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Greg, I want to get you to check in with us again this week. Thanks for your analysis.
You got it, brother. Bye.
Take care. Bev Harris, straight ahead. Your calls, tons of news, what this means for immigration, what it means for the Second Amendment, the games they're playing in Virginia, and the final Senate seat up for grabs. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Juggernaut of exposing vote fraud in this country is waiting in the wings. We'll go to her in just one moment. We just got her for about 10 minutes. Then Dan, Noel, Chris, and many, many others that are patiently holding. We're going to get to you, Aaron Russo, famous Hollywood director and producer, will give us his analysis of the election and how the Federal Reserve System is the real masters controlling both political parties and the fight to go forward. I want to analyze what this means for immigration and the open borders policy, the North American Union, and the amnesty program. I want to talk again about standing up to Pelosi. If you are listening via the Internet, you're listening via an AM or FM station, you're listening via shortwave, you're listening via satellite, call everyone you know. I'm asking you. Call four or five people. Email your email list, especially Democrats out there, and tell them to tune in right now, even if they don't have an AM or FM station or shortwave, at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now. Because the information we're giving you is something you're not getting anywhere else with Bev Harris, Greg Palast, Aaron Russo, everything we're covering here. You know, the oil companies have been in a little bit of a power struggle at a certain level with the neocons. They put them into power to go in and wreak havoc so they could later flush them down the drain and basically, like birdcage liner, remove them and put in fresh birdcage liner. They're having the Iraq Commission that they're calling independent, run by James Baker and Lee Hamilton, both chief neocon whitewashers. Again, former Secretary of State, Saudi agent with the Bushes, Rockefeller agent, They are now taking full control. After getting their agenda through, they're now going to blame it all on the neocons. Nancy Pelosi saying no investigations, no even discussions of impeachment, no preliminary hearings on impeachment. And I say she shouldn't be the speaker. And I don't care if we get a woman speaker. I don't care if it was a eunuch. I don't care, you know, if we get a hermaphrodite in there. As long as they're pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, and as long as they'll try to punish these neocon criminals for lying about the Iraq War, the White House memo, we've got them dead to rights there, 9/11 cover-ups, all of it. And I'm asking you, we have record listenership today. The stations are reporting the internet numbers, everything. Let's increase that. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in, because we'll keep recapping the key analysis and giving you other angles of this. Right now, Virginia is being contested. Let's go ahead and go to Bev Harris. Montana just went to the Democrats, so they've got, it's 50 right now. They will get 51 if Virginia goes to the Democrat. They're showing the Democrat is 1 to 2 points ahead. 1% of the vote, they're saying, hasn't been counted, is just sitting there in provisional ballots, being fed in by the federal monitors. We were out at a polling place yesterday. One of my, I guess you could call, auxiliary crew, Jimmy was, and he ran into the assistant U.S. attorney here in Austin, who I confront in Matrix of Evil when he was down pushing the Patriot Act here when we defeated it in Austin. You see him as a guy I call a liar. Saw him running around doing weird things. So they're definitely out there. And to give us a rundown for the next 10 minutes is Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. Bev, thank you for joining us.
Well, hi there.
Please run through the field. Clearly, there was an even bigger Democratic landslide, according to my analysis. We did see all the fun and games in the key battleground areas. I believe, from my analysis, I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, that we did see some stealing, but that the landslide was so big, and the electronic new machines were only in one-third of the country, that they were unable to steal it everywhere. Bev, tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I'm not sure you're right. They were actually, computers counted at least 80% of the vote, perhaps as much as 90% of the vote, once you add in the optical scans.
Sure, but I'm saying 35%, Bev, with the new Help America Vote Act, really questionable systems where you don't even have the original paper scantrons to double check.
It doesn't matter. If you watch Hacking Democracy, you can see we hacked the other system just as well. You don't look at the paper ballot. Both systems are equally hackable, and so I don't think that we should look at it as a touchscreen versus optical scan. The most...
Well, sure, I don't want to argue about this.
Yeah, but at any rate...
Bev, I mean, as you've been doing, I've been covering this a long time. Let me explain to you why I say that. The older systems can be hacked. It's all computerized in the end game, but the new systems are controlled by the big four or big five.
So are the old ones. Both systems. There's no difference, Alex.
Okay,
both
well, break down what we really saw
the
then.
Same four companies. And both systems are not allowing people to look at the paper ballot, so they're essentially the same.
So they stole it for the Democrats?
Who knows what they've done? The whole point is that there's no way to authenticate it. And until we can authenticate it, we have no way of knowing.
I agree.
Yeah. And by the way, if you accept the premise that elections can be stolen on voting machines and by other means, why would we ever think that people wouldn't manipulate primary elections? Why would we think that Democrats are Democrats and Republicans are Republicans?
Exactly. They could decide.
Say,
they could put their ringers in, you're saying.
Sure. Look at the kinds of votes that have been taking place, with the habeas corpus and so forth. The Democrats are voting for it, too. The Democrats in name.
Good point.
Yeah, so I don't think we can just say this is a Democrat versus a Republican issue, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see which election reform groups decide it's not such a bad problem after all now that they have Democrats in there.
We always said that.
I think some of them are actually closet partisans. The issue here has not changed in the last 24 hours. Voting machines can't be authenticated. They're not necessarily accurate. They're tamper-friendly. Nothing has changed about that in 24 hours. What the core issue is can we authenticate the vote or can't we? And if we can't, then it's open season for anything, and we shouldn't really try to say, well, some Democrats are in there, so now it's okay.
Bev, here's the problem. Here's the problem. And I agree with 99.5% of what you're saying, okay? Maybe, one half of 1%, I'm not sure on. Okay, and again, there's so many facets and so many different pieces of data that go into my analysis. You know, it's hard to even describe. But let me break this down. The big four companies have proven themselves to be allied with the Republican machine, the neocon machine.
Three of the four.
Yes.
Three of the four. The other one's allied with the Democrats, typically.
And
look at Chapter 8 of my book. The major investor in the other one, before it was bought by the Venezuelans.
You're talking about Sequoia.
Yes. The major investor in Sequoia, before it was bought by the Venezuelans, had put in $800,000 to the Democratic Party. I don't think that that's a gray area.
Sure. Let me just finish this statement, because I know you spend all your time studying this, so you know more than I do. I've been covering it for a long time, but you live it. So that's why we've got you here. But I want to be very careful about this. Okay, the neocons, certainly now it looks like the James Baker old line, Rockefeller Republicans, are now basically flushing them, using them as sacrificial lambs, scapegoats, whipping boys, whatever you want to call them. And so I'm tending towards, and I know you're just going off the facts, agreeing with you, and especially Pelosi and Bush being on the same page, saying reconciliation, coming together, working together. Democrats are talking about putting more troops in. So this is really frightening what you're saying, because it's confirming a lot of what our listeners and what I and others have been saying. So. And you're right. We have some Democrats outvoting in some votes, pro-war, pro-end of Bill of Rights, pro-getting rid of Posse Comitatus. My God, this is horrible, Bev.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we one-third of the Democrats are voting for that stuff, or were before this. So, you know, it is more complex. In fact, at some point, and I certainly haven't done this, someone might want to step back and go, okay, which Democrats got voted in? And what exactly are the Democrats that got voted in? And because I keep seeing reports on how these are the people who everyone could get along with. What does that mean?
So we've already seen the Democrats vote in the Senate almost 100% for the Military Commissions Act, for the Defense Authorization Act,
mm-hmm.
that was frankly just as bad, erasing governor's power, erasing Posse Comitatus, put troops on the streets. And so, really, it does look like an establishment together creating the illusion of choice to continue the agenda. And out of the gates, Pelosi saying no impeachment investigation. And I say that vets and proves what you're saying. And I have been looking at the Democrats that have been winning. It hasn't been the John Conyers type. The new one's coming in. It hasn't been the Dennis Kuciniches of the world. I tend to agree with you. So is this an establishment circling the wagons, trying to fool the population?
Well, very possibly. And, you know, the problem is anything could be going on. It could also be that there was a huge turnout and it kind of washed away some of the fraud. And it could also be that there were some zealots on the Democratic side doing their own exploits on the machines. It could be anything. And that's why we got to say, let's take the judgments about who wins and who doesn't out of it and say what we have to have is trustworthy voting system.
I agree. What matters is the integrity of the voting system, and will the huge, honesty in elections, paper ballot, the movement to have verified votes, will that now wither on the vine because now the Democrats are feeling like they've had some type of victory?
Well, let me tell you something. Supposing I was really wanting to make sure that I could control elections through voting machines, I would probably throw a fight now and then, because right now we had so much momentum going.
Everybody was looking.
Real change. And if you then make it look like, well, there's nothing
yes.
to look at here, you know, move along.
I agree.
Then we won't get it fixed by 2008.
The problem is
really
shelling.
Keep the heat on.
Exactly. The problem is shelling that truth to the Democrats and to others. Now we can get the Republicans probably to start believing it. But, yeah, they saw a landslide. They'd stolen the last two. But people weren't looking like they were now. Everybody was looking, 90-plus percent,
uh-huh.
not trusting the machines, most of those being Democrats. Now we convince them it's legitimate by throwing it the other way.
Well, we have to look at that as a possibility. And the other thing is, we don't have any idea what really happened with those machines. I do know one thing. I got more complaints, and they were substantive complaints, than I ever have in any election since I've been doing this. And the next step is doing what we did in 2004, getting the audit logs and the machine logs to find out what really
happened. That's the key. In fact, that's the thing. That's the thing I was thinking about earlier. Record problems, machines, even in Austin, not working in the morning, shutting down, weird flipping, problems everywhere. Is that indicative, and I believe it has been in the past, of them manipulating the vote, that then we saw record, quote, problems?
Oh, you know, we are seeing problems that we have to get some answers to, such as in the optical scan machines, people feeding in ballots, wife, husband, friend, and the number is supposed to increment each time. How many ballots were counted?
In Austin, Ohio, Tennessee, everywhere, saying they would feed it and the number wouldn't change, and they'd watch five people go ahead of them and it wouldn't change.
Yeah, I saw that everywhere. And we also have reports, credible reports, when they would run the zero report in the morning, it wasn't zero. I mean, these are things that we can say, oh, it's a glitch, let's move on, we've got the result that we want, but they have to be investigated just as if Republicans had won. Doesn't matter to me who wins. In fact, sometimes I don't even feel like turning on the news. It's like, let me see what really happened.
Machines are fraudulent. They've been designed for fraud. Engineers have gone public.
Right.
They must be removed.
And so the final
question is, how do we do that?
Right. And so what we need to do next is go ahead and continue what we were doing, which is getting hard proof. And the hard proof is going to come out when we start saying, okay, let's get some records from these machines and show what happened. We already know that in San Diego in June, the voting machine dialed out and set up a remote connection with Diebold at 9:31 p.m. during the vote count. So that's the kind of logs that we need to get.
They're set up to dial out. They're set up to call back to headquarters.
Well,
and then you try to look under the hood, and they go completely ape and start suing people, and people in California and the government who blow the whistle go to jail.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you something else. In Virginia, that is looking like it's going to go to a recount. It could very well control the Senate.
Pivotal.
And it may come down to voting machines there. 32 counties in Virginia appear to be using machines that we don't think are certified, that had changes to the software that didn't go back to testing. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Virginia, in fact, because I think that's one of the areas where there actually will be more scrutiny. And they're going to start looking under every rock and under every leaf to see that it really was counted correctly. And what you've got in Virginia is paperless touchscreens from a company that doesn't appear to be certified. Oops.
And who does it appear that company's allied with?
It's in Texas, and this is Advanced Voting Solutions out of Plano, Texas. Same crowd. Actually, a lot of the guys there are the old crowd from Global Election Systems, when Global Election Systems, of course, is the company that Diebold bought. And
so that's what they do.
They're moved out and are in this new company.
Yeah, there's lots of shadow groups creating the illusion of choice, but really it's the same crew.
Oh, yeah, a tremendous cross-pollination, at least.
Yeah, I know that group. That's tied into A&M and the former CIA director, who's now our defense secretary.
I wouldn't count anything out. I definitely think that there's going to be a lot of, okay, it's all right now, let's not look at this anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's what people are going to do, then they really weren't serious about getting this issue solved anyway. They were just looking at it for partisan purposes. Because nothing's changed as far as the tamperability and the accuracy problems with the machines.
And now, in the days to come, we're going to get more of the vetted info of what really happened with the names of the machines, with their serial numbers, with what really happened. And, Bev, I hope you've been very gracious and you've been very busy to spend time with us. I'd like to get you in a few days or tomorrow to check in with us again briefly.
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of work on getting those records. It may, unfortunately, take more than a couple of days. We'll only be able to get them in a few days if some candidates will help us with the records request.
We'll all watch blackboxvoting.org and go get your checklist on how to be activist and how to get involved. And the fight is not over. It has just begun. This looks like really sophisticated theater to make us think that we're having an effect as they desperately try to maintain control of the oligarchy that owns both parties. Bev Harris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
God bless. All right, amazing interview there. We'll take some calls when we get back at about 8 after. In the next hour, we'll have Aaron Russo on with us to give us his take on all the things that are happening. We'll continue with open phones. Dan and Noel and Chris and who's after Chris? Sasha and many, many others that are patiently holding. We will get to you. Before I end this segment, listen. Terror Storm went into the top 10 of Amazon.com. It's $11.19. I want to push it to number one. It's about to leave the top 100. Please go in there. They have it in stock. For some reason, it says 4 to 6 weeks. That is not true. They're supposed to take that down. Go order a bunch of copies. Give it to people. I want to send it to number one. That's really going to help us in the promotion in stores and around the country. This is a key place. You can help get 9/11 truth out and expose the murdering terrorists that carried out 9/11. Go to InfoWars.com and order it right now. You can link through to Amazon to the subpage right there. Or get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, the new blockbuster film, and get Terror Storm for $9.95 when you get that film, or buy each one of them separately there at InfoWars.com. Please support us or call toll free to get America Freedom to Fascism and get that combo deal, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to get into immigration. I want to get into what this election means. I want to get into Virginia. I want to get into your calls. It's just, it's going to be so jam-packed. Little info factoids for you. But again, Amazon.com, get in there, buy a bunch of copies, help us go to number one. Don't let them stop us. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Robert Gates, the big CIA spook, who we'll tell you more about in the next hour, will be the new Secretary of Defense. We have an Air Force general, former NSA head, National Security Agency, wearing his uniform, first time ever, the military openly running the CIA. It's just Spookville. This is the oil companies taking full control, and like I said, removing the neocons kind of as birdcage liner. Now, will they go into Iran? Will they stage some event? Or will they back off a little bit, getting their new martial law powers, abolishing the Bill of Rights? Will they kind of just sit tight now while quietly building their infrastructure, putting CIA commanders over every major police department in the country? That's been announced. All sorts of tattletale programs, moving forward with their whole agenda, consolidating the gains they've made. The news is reporting maybe the Democrats will help Bush. The Republican obstructionist in the House wouldn't give him his amnesty program, his guest worker. Wouldn't give him this, wouldn't give him that. And exactly, the Democrats that have gone in, I mean, hell, the Republicans and the Democrats go around all these former CIA guys, former Justice Department, former DEA, FBI, most your sheriffs, most your county judges are spooks they put in. I mean, if they can do that at the local level, absolutely. I agree with Beth Evers' analysis. It's really sad. There was a big landslide for the Democrats, but I think they stole the election and only gave it to establishment types. Clearly, that's what's happening, and it's disgusting. It is. We just got to continue exposing the terrorists, continue getting the word out. We're having a lot of victories right now, and that's why they're having to juggle things. Dan in Arizona, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Dan. I'm a 9/11 Truth Tucson member, proudly.
Welcome.
Thank you. Just in case there was any doubt in anybody's minds about whether Pelosi's not wired into the cabal, pulled up an article on CNS News this morning, and where it's a reporting on her noontime remarks, where she says Bush should replace Rumsfeld for starters, and she must be prescient. But she also comments on a brief conversation earlier this morning with President Bush, where they wish to work in a bipartisan way. I think it's more like she was handed her script in this
perverted
play.
I mean, day one she went on 60 Minutes and said we won't impeach Bush. And she's going to be in there like Newt Gingrich to ride herd over the Democrats. And a lot of the Democrats will suddenly become anti-gun again. They will suddenly start loving the New World Order because they've got their precious queen bee.
Yep. And a quick question for you. I was actually able to get onto conservative talk radio here in Tucson yesterday morning.
Fake conservative, you mean?
Well, yeah. Well, I announced myself as a disgruntled conservative and a 9/11 skeptic with a lot of questions about the war on terror. And I also announced our event with James Fetzer here in town at the Rialto on the 12th. And as soon as I got off and somebody else called in, they immediately just labeled me as a load of bull, and I was a Democrat plant. And, of course, the host rather agreed with them and that they could do nothing to control that. And I've been dying to call back in with, you know, it wasn't a load of bull. That's what I am. That's what I think. And I was just wondering if you could, I know there's a lot of others out there like me, and maybe just to let them know they're not alone, you could tell me how you combat that kind of
Out of the gates, you say, I'm against the amnesty program. I'm against Bush signing on to UNESCO with UN regulations to run our federal agencies. I'm against Bush tripling the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Most phony conservatives don't even know what that is. You come out of the gate saying that, you know, that Bush vacations with the Clintons and he's a surrogate member of the family, and that Rupert Murdoch, of course, vacations and hangs out with Hillary.
You're already way over their heads, yeah.
And they'll go, that's liberal, too. Hillary's good. You're a commie.
Oh, yeah. If you can't march two-step with them, you're not allowed into the clubhouse. You don't, you know.
Well, I mean, number one, you need to tell them they're not real conservatives. And,
okay.
And then you just fire out Infowars.com on them.
There you go. All right. Great.
All
thanks
right,
a lot.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, look, these guys are hired to be whores. They're hired to sit there and repeat like a parrot, squawking and bleeding the same message ad nauseum over and over again to keep you in the left-right paradigm. Now, we'll see if Republicans and Democrats can wake up and save the country.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.